And by having the lids down tight, well, that would keep the milk and the butter and things fresh and cool till morning. Then in the morning you had to let that water out and fill the milk trough again.
Uh-huh.
So that was a job you had to do twice a day to keep your milk and your butter fresh. It was quite a little ordeal. And then, of course, some people later on in the later years got to selling their milk. And the milkman would pick it up every morning. But in the early days, they had to skim that milk and churn it like butter.
Churn the cream.
Churn the cream and make the butter. And then they had prints that held a pound or a little more of butter that was cut out of wood. And there was some different type of flowers, decorative inside. And they'd fill that full with their butter paddle, is put it down solid, and then they had a plunger in the center. They'd push her out, and when they got done, they had a decorative pound of butter. They would take that to town and sell it to the stores, and they'd, of course, have to take their eggs to town and sell it to the stores. In the meanwhile, they would figure how much butter and eggs they had and how much groceries they could buy. Certain times of year, that's about all they had to buy with was their butter and eggs to their groceries. They don't do like they do today, have a check coming in and go cash it and charge it and buy what they want. They just buy what they could get, afford to get. There wasn't too very many people ever run a charge account when they went to the store.
You had to be self-sufficient, right?
You had to be self-sufficient. And usually in the summer and the fall of the year, you had a lot of nice young chickens coming on, and you had plenty to eat, and then you had your meat that had been left over and packed from the year before. And then early in the spring, along about just as quick as it got cool, not later than October, you'd kill a small hog, and then boy, you was really living. Yeah, had that fresh hog.
Boy. Well, what other small buildings?
We had what we called the granary. The granary is where we kept our wheat and oats. And also, there was a driveway in there that we kept the buggy there out of the dry. And my father was real handy, and he had a blacksmith shop.
Mm.
And of course, we had a building for the blacksmith shop. He done his own blacksmithing, and he done a lot for the neighbors. Then we had the couple chicken houses. We usually kept about, in the wintertime, we'd cull out the chickens and keep 100 good hens, and then in the summertime, they'd possibly raise 200 or 300 chickens.
Mm.
And then, they had the individual hog houses. For the sows and the young pigs. And then we had the corn cribs, separate from the ones that were in the barn. Usually had one or two extra corn cribs. It would be handy for out around the feeding lots where the hogs would be.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to grind our own feed. In those days, they had what we call corn crushers. They were horsepower. The crusher was built up in a funnel shape, and then it had a long beam out braced with a heavy iron that you'd hit the horses onto, and they'd go around the circle and pull that top of that crusher around against two burrs. One was fastened solid to the ground, the box was, and that's the way we ground our feed.